I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Grant and Danny radio program is brought to you by our good friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. They are sending us on the road this month, coming up a week from Monday.
What's today? The 15th? It's 11 days away, I think, that we depart. Maybe it's 10.
How about that? So I may or may not have to go back to Milwaukee, although the Dodgers are making it look like I will not be going back to Milwaukee.
But I don't think they're going back to Milwaukee.
If there's a game 6 or 7, then I would fly out. 6-7. I would fly out to Milwaukee on, I guess, Sunday morning next week or this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'd be watching Commanders Cowboys from a sports bar in Milwaukee. And then game 6 would be Monday, game 7 would be Tuesday, either of those if necessary. Then I get back that weekend's when we go to Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. That's a lot of travel.
You're a traveling man. You're a rambling man. Allman Brothers sang about you.
Now, I do think that I will not be going back to Milwaukee.
Okay.
Because the Dodgers have to win 2 of 3 at home, and they're probably going to do that. And so if that is the case, then no trip this weekend, and then we're just resting up for Arrowhead a couple of weeks out. But I'm fired up for that. It's going to be a good time. There will be barbecue. There will be fellowship. There will be football.
That's the advantage of getting in there Saturday. Sunday is a day where I assume we'll be watching some NFL football games.
I cannot wait to get inside that stadium. Arrowhead. I've been watching games at Arrowhead Stadium since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, just thinking how cool it would be to be there. Now, I will be furious.
Mm-hmm.
I will be so mad. I'm just going to pre-warn you and Darius right now.
All right.
When we're sitting there right before kickoff in a primetime national TV night game and they start doing the damn tomahawk chop, I am going to be livid. And my mood will be ruined, and it'll get worse when Patrick Mahomes scrambles for a first down like 6 seconds later.
And I point up at Grant and say, that was for you, dog.
But think about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the 5 of us and then 70,000 Chiefs fans going, and no one's going to care.
Somehow this is fine.
And my team name is now the Commanders.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
Oh, I thought about it. I think about it a lot. I think about it all the damn time. Yeah, it's that's a rough environment. And by the way, just in time, Rashee Rice is back, has a week to get himself up to speed. The Chiefs no longer look like pushovers. It's going to be a week 2 matchup. No. We got to wait till get the sea legs underneath them. And now they're rolling. We go.
You lose some and you win some, Sears. You lose some, thank you.
I mean, sleeping.
All three of them
never
have no
looked
idea
up.
What you said.
Never looked up.
Not one. Darius is
one
texting.
Person.
Clary's looking at his computer screen. Toby's still thinking
Toby's
about
still stewing from last night.
Fighting the lady last night.
Appreciate the attitude.
You lose some and you win some, Earl Sears.
Come
you know
on,
what
man.
I'm saying? But any hoodles, what were we just talking about? Oh.
The schedule.
They got to play the Chargers at a time where it was almost impossible for the Chargers to win based on their injury situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to play the Chiefs at a terrible time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win those, sometimes you lose those. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. I was walking down the street today in the Navy Yard, and a dude screamed to me, just got out of his car, he's like walking along, And I guess he's a listener to the show. So if you're listening right now, thank you for saying hello. But he said to me, we were like yelling across the street. And he goes, I can't get over Monday night, man. And I'm like, I know, bro. It was bad. He's like, no, you don't get it. I can't get over it. He's like, I haven't been able to put it behind me. My friends are telling me to move on. And I'm like, yeah.
I
mean,
yeah,
it's Cowboys week. Yeah. Like, you got to turn your attention to the Cowboys. He's like, I'm not ready to yet. It just hurts. That was a tough loss. It took a lot out of people. I was just talking to Darius and Ryan about it. The more you think about it, the more angry you're going to get.
I'm telling you, I don't get as emotionally high or low anymore. It just happens. My fandom has changed. We're open about this. Doing this job where your professional fortunes are tied to the team. You know, I'm still a fan. It still matters to me more than, you know, any other sports thing, but it's just different. I don't find myself getting as high and low during games. I'm like thinking and writing notes down and analyzing what's the topic, what's not, what's the point of discussion.
Press box, et cetera. Rurier.
Not to the same degree, I would say, where you look down on people for caring about a team at all. But to me, that one bothered me to the point that I was furious all day Tuesday. I didn't go to sleep real well Monday night. Just sit there stewing, looking at the ceiling for a while. I was bothered by that loss.
Yeah, you go back and you just watch the number of times where if they did one thing differently. It was like 20 plays in the fourth quarter. If it goes a little bit differently, they win that game. And in some cases, they probably win it going away. And yet, they lose in the most excruciating fashion. It is one of those losses that when this year ends, I hope it's at the very top of the list of you got to be kidding me's. Because if there's another one worse than that, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, we did that to a couple people last year, if you recall.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those same Bears, they got Are You Kidding Me?
There were three or four of those last year that went Washington's way. Before we get to real or fake, we'll take a few more calls, 800-636-1067, on what the Commanders did in the stadium. So, Danny, my guess is, like, for you, Darius and I were talking about this during the break.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to love the Daryl Green thing. Like, you're not going to watch that and go, oh, that's so awesome. It's not really for you.
Which I understand, right.
Because, like, even if you're at the game, you're not getting out of your seat, fired up, you're not pumped up. It's for a mark. It is for Darius or me or Toby or these people that are, like, into what's going on at the stadium and the Unleash the Fury thing. If you're at a Caps game, you're not standing up yelling Unleash the Fury either. That's not really how you consume and watch based on the times I've been around you.
No, and that's all true. And I will certainly wear that. I have like an anxious stewing intensity of terrible fear and anxiety and disappointment around the corner mixed in with brief moments of euphoria when it actually works well. So I fully acknowledge that. But I can go outside myself here for a second and call
really
balls
cool.
and strikes. I think it was cool.
Darius is telling me one of his buddies texted him and said he thought it was lame. I think, here's my take on that. And you tell me if you disagree, Darius. I think people hate everything, okay? You can, I don't care what it is. The best television shows ever, the best movies ever, the most popular sports personalities, LeBron James or Tom Brady or whoever, coach Nick Saban. Everybody hates everyone and everything. You can find so many haters, so many people. So the idea that like a bunch of people are going to say that's lame, they didn't like it, just welcome to Twitter. Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
It's what happens. I think by and large, with your own clientele, that would be wildly popular. And people would love it. And if you were in the crowd and Daryl Green walks out and starts going, slamming the end zone with a spear, you're probably going to get steamed up.
I 100% agree with you. I think it's one of those things where, if he was at the game, this friend, if he was at the game, I think there's no doubt about it, he would have been 100% into it. But I think because he was sitting at home on his couch and he saw the video on Twitter and then probably saw comments underneath of it of, you know, people who are saying, oh, that's lame, that's corny, bring back HTTR. He probably saw that and was influenced to think, oh, that's corny. You know, I just think that's where we are in this day and age of social media.
And even Absolutely. If he didn't, let's say he's sitting in the crowd and he didn't like it. You're not going to bat 1,000. That's fine.
Sure.
I could tell by the clip, the stadium was
People
hopping.
Liked it, yeah.
People loved it. Appeal to your base. Give them something. And I think that's exactly what you did there. But I know I would have been pumped. I mean, you went with my brother to a game last year, Toby, I think. You guys sat lower level for that Falcons game when they did all of that pregame stuff. I remember talking to you thinking it was really cool. If you were there for the Daryl Green thing, what would you have thought?
Oh, awesome. I think anytime they can do the lights out and get the whole crowd chanting and going, I think it's really, really cool. Whether you like the actual thing of what they're doing, that's a different story. But I think just getting the whole crowd going and the lights out and the atmosphere, that's going to be cool regardless.
There's also, there is, something to be said. I know a caller made an interesting point about the spear and what does that represent, and does the commander use a spear? If they lean into the spear stuff, fear the spear and the merchandise, I don't know how many people are going to stop and ask questions like, wait a second, a commander in the military doesn't have a spear.
Yeah, are we doing it? Because somebody tweeted me at Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. Well, the Roman commanders and gladiators used spears. But, well, that was never part of what they were doing. If you were all the time, no, we mean Roman commanders, or we mean, you know, the Praetorian Guard guarding Caesar. Come on.
But I think it's vague enough that it's whatever they want it to be.
Yeah.
And they are kind of leaning into that a little bit. They have videos on the big screen, the Titantron scoreboard, at the games of, like, players, and you know how, like, you could have at Nats Park a guy, like, holding a bat and swinging it, and it'll be, like, you know, Nathaniel Lowe, and he just kind of swings the bat and then poses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They do that with, like, guys walking with a spear and different things. It's part of the fabric of Commander. So I think in some ways we're going, oh, this is military. This is the commander of the force of, you know, whatever.
The command force.
You're exactly. This is Danny Ruye, the lieutenant commander. But it could also be King Leonidas in the 300. You know, why can't it be? And if what if a couple years from now that one of their helmets has a spear on the side, like the old Redskins did back in the day? And that's a way, by the way, you're just kind of skirting.
You're doing it without doing it.
Yeah, you're skirting based on saying, no, this is about, watch the movie The 300. It's King Leonidas' 300 in the narrow passageway. When really, we all know, that looks a lot like the spear Washington wore for the 70th anniversary.
Doesn't that look like? No, it doesn't. Yeah, but it does.
What about a world where they're wearing that spear as a primary helmet many years from now, and they're doing the spear thing in the end zone? How much cooler is that?
It feels like something, doesn't it?
Now you're starting to build something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Nelson in Falls Church, home of the Jaguars. What's up, Nelson?
What's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Nelson.
Do you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I know you guys are kind of professional wrestling fans like I am. So there's this professional wrestler named Shotzi Blackheart, and she drives a mini tank. And sometimes it shoots pyro, sometimes it's just boom. But why can't we put either the Legend or Major Tutty in the mini tank and have the mini tank lead the team out of the tunnel to start the game?
You could do something like that.
You could do something like that.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't like this is not a Tutty thing, though, is what I'm going to tell you. And I'm Team Tutty. I know, Danny, you hate Tutty.
I am not.
I'm a big cut Tutty guy. I'm a big mascot guy. I want all the mascots. But this is now, like, nobody has their mascot doing this. Mascots are for kids. This is the, hey, guess who's here? The world famous Minnesota Timberwolves superstar, Anthony Edwards, going, bum, 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 bum. To kick off Monday Night Football. We don't need Victor Viking.
Right.
That's a good pull, by the way.
That is a great pull.
That's his actual name.
I didn't know that.
We don't need Victor Viking doing that one.
Mm-mm.
So I got no problem. If he wants to roll, I've said all along, he should be rolling around in the tank and have like a cannon where he's shooting out T-shirts. Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. That's not this, though. This one's not for the kids. This one's for the big boys and the big girls. Michael in Gaithersburg, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was at the game last night, or Monday night, and it was an awesome environment. I mean, I'm a Maryland graduate, and it kind of reminded me of the late-night games there with all the lights going on and off, the little wristbands and everything, all the stuff in the stadium flashing.
That was a cool idea,
too.
It was
very cool. And I do think that the spear, I like the spear, but I also know that a lot of my buddies will give me a lot of crap for it. They'll be like, oh, what is the spear about? And you kind of have to explain it. So, I mean, I like the tank idea. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I never like when you have to, but we're stuck in this anyway. And what I mean is, you're going to have to explain things a lot. For years, being a then Redskins fan, you always had to like explain away your fandom, meaning like, yeah, I know the owner's the worst, and I know they're committing crimes allegedly or whatever, and there's a lot of investigations, but the team was really good when I was a kid, so I love them. I mean, you always had to do that. Now the explanation's different. Like, I know there's no spear now with an actual commander, and it's meant to be military stuff, but it's a throwback to the thing, but they can't say the thing. They'll never go back to it. Had they not gone 12-5 and the NFC title game, maybe they could have changed it, but it's too late now because Jaden Daniels' jersey sold so well, and they're kind of trying to give a nod, without actually giving the nod, and it's a lot. I get we're going to be explaining ourselves forever.
To that point, I just got a tweet from a guy named Steve. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. He says, what Daryl Green had is a centurion spear, and has nothing to do with Native American themes or culture. You're right. The spear that he was holding, I'm looking at a centurion spear that is being held by, you know, one of King Leonidas' soldiers or whatever.
Just doing sports radio, talking about centurion spears. Exactly. That's where we are.
Well, welcome to our world. But what I'm about to say about this, Danny, is, can we be honest for a second? Do we think that he would add a spear in the end zone if the Redskins were never a thing? Like, did they just decide, actually, we're going to be Greek commanders now?
Hear me out. We're just going to use centurion spears.
Like,
really, Josh?
I'll bet you that has something to do with the name in the past, right?
Danya.
Don't you think?
Danya.
Now, if it's a way, you can't get me in trouble. I didn't say it. I didn't buy the weed. I just bought the pencil. He handed me the weed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
it's a little bit of a technicality. We're not talking about Native Americans with the spear. We're talking about centurion spears.
I had a basketball coach forever ago.
We're Greek soldiers, damn it.
Who would go, like, he'd call you over and he'd go, Grant, are you okay? You go, what? He goes, well, you got hit really hard on the arm and there was no call, but are you okay where you got hit and there's a red mark there? To let the referee know that he knew that you missed the call. It's like, what? I didn't say anything to you. I didn't argue with you. It's that kind of same deal where it's like, come on, we all know. We know exactly what's happening. Let's just be honest with each other.
This guy just said, yes, it's a Roman centurion spear. I get it, man.
Yeah.
But you get it too, right?
Don't you admit that you get it.
Like if a police officer comes up to me and goes, are you buying that weed? I go, no, sir.
No, I'm not.
I'm buying a sticker.
I'm buying the bag it comes in.
He's just handing me the weed. And by the way, I don't do the weed. I want that known.
But we sounded like weed guys just now where it's like, I'm buying the pencil. Like we know we're down.
Yeah, I know how it works. I just don't do it.
Mm.
But if you do, good for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go to David and Laurel. Hey, man. David, how are you?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. This is the first time I called in. I listen to you guys all the time.
David, and first time caller.
What's up, Jim? Good to talk to you, buddy. That's Jim Zorn. Go ahead, David.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Danny, I actually saw your comedy act one time. Amazing.
Oh.
Anyway, let me get to the point.
Yeah. I was glad he said amazing.
Yeah, because
if he just said that and moved on, that would have been tough.
Well, we had a salesperson here who did that once. David, I'm going to let you finish Kanye style. But she goes, I saw you at the Improv the other night. And then there was nothing else. She didn't say anything else. I was good.
I don't know if you know Luis at the Improv, but that's my brother, man. I love that guy.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah, that's my dude.
But anyway, again, I'm a little nervous, but point being, I think anything we do nowadays to better the culture, I've been so impressed with this new organization and the way they've carried it on, because the last time I saw them win a Super Bowl, I was 10 years old, so I lived through all the garbage, all the BS, and in my 20s, when I was able to go to the games, it was a crap product. It was not good. So now, I think anything that they can do to get the fan base up and bring back the old people, I'm really happy with it. So spear, whatever it signifies, this or that, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, and they need
I appreciate you, dude.
They need to keep adding. They've done a really good job, and they got smart people that don't need to listen to me, but they've the wrinkles and the game night stuff that they've done and all of the different additives that have made the experience better, they need to keep going. This could be one of those.
You don't force it, but you also can't be afraid to try, right?
Charlie's in Maryland. What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, we have a pig, man. We got a pig. We have a pig as a mascot.
That's right.
We got a pig for a mascot.
That's Tutty. Put some respect on Tutty's name.
No. You got this right. Go ahead and lampoon him.
Put some respect on Tutty's name.
Take him down a couple pegs. You got it right.
Not just a pig, Charlie. It's not just a pig. It's a fat pig.
It's an overweight diabetic pig.
It's a diabetic fat pig.
Yes, there's no command in that. Who's going to be take a pig seriously? Come on, man. Whoever named the team commanders and decided that a pig was going to be our mascot, fire them. Fire them today.
Well, they're already gone.
They're not already gone.
All the people that did that are gone.
Well, good. Good. Let them pick a pig for someone else's team. Anyway, that's my rant.
Can I ask you
a
question, Charlie?
Sure.
Do you like the mascot?
I like the mascot. I don't like Tutty.
Yeah, do you
like him? Grant's asking if you like him.
Major Tutty, the pig. Do you like him?
No, he's a pig.
That's right, Charlie.
But you realize.
He's a
you're familiar with the Hogs' work in the past, right?
I am. I grew up, man. Look, I bleed burgundy and gold. I
then
bleed
you love
that. That's
Tutty.
Running to my bank.
Then when I cut you open, Tutty falls out.
No. Tutty doesn't fall. And where are the Hogs? What do we have now? We got the. Oh, you know what we got now? We got that Over the Hill gang. We got their back.
They have returned.
They are back.
Yes, this history is repeating itself.
Hey, can I ask you a question? If I get your information, can I send Tutty to your house?
Yes, because I have two grandkids who would really just love Tutty.
Okay. We'll get some photos. My idea would be you and Tutty have a nice meal together.
Yes. Tutty would be a meal. Do you realize I love bacon?
You're damn right, Charlie.
Tutty would be the meal.
Just the two of
Charlie
you.
Charlie and me be good pals, I'll tell you that right now.
Dinner, and then I want a little cuddle sesh. I want nope. Tutty Big Spoon.
Inappropriate.
Charlie Little Spoon.
Inappropriate. Now you're talking about mascot harassment. No.
No. Not if he signs off on it. Maybe he likes a little Tutty love.
Oh, no. Tutty is BLT. That's what Tutty is.
Thank you, Charlie. Oh, boy.
That's hilarious.
Why does Tutty always catch so much damn shrapnel?
Everybody, I just don't get it. You know what my new favorite bit is by Tutty, by the way? I love that he does the photos of him walking in the tunnel with his fresh fit on.
Yeah.
I screenshot the photo and send it to my boys every weekend.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
It's a good bit. Oh. Now, I'm not team anything with clothes. Like, oh, what's this guy wearing?
Let's check in on Grant's fit tonight.
I hate that in general. Now the new thing. Thank God when I was on the beat, we didn't do this. But everyone's got to be down there with their phones to watch so-and-so walk in. What was Mikey Sanders still wearing this past week? I mean, his pants were wider than the end zone. This guy's walking in with, he looks like he's in a...
The Kyle Kuzma school of overdressing.
I mean, what are we doing? Just absolutely outrageous.
Please cover somebody.
And now we're going to have a bobblehead of him in those pants in a year or something. Enough. But you're right. But it's the bit of playing on that. Tutty, who gets it, who's comically brilliant, says, oh, these guys think this is interesting? I'm going to play on that and prey on that. And then he puts out his picture. That's why it's good. And Tutty, by the way...
So he's doing some satire?
He shows comedic chops. He also, I love his hair. Sometimes he's got like the just a hilarious like military cut. He also sneaky lost a bunch of weight. No one gave him credit for that. Everyone still calls him fat. I can't relate to that in any way. Down 36 pounds. Leave me alone. Tutty, you guys give him too hard of a time. That's all I'm saying.
I think
without Tutty, they're 1-5 right now. And Ben Johnson would have put four bills on your asses. Set a 381, not 350, by the way. Play the damn sounder. Play it every day until I die.
I think it's too much because it's too soon for everybody that remembers how awful all of this is. And he's like, oh, here I am, guys. I'm goofy and smiling. It's not time to smile. It's not time. You are the symbol that my thing is dead. You know what I mean? Like it's this new era that nobody asked for.
He's just a guy to take a picture with my son and my daughter. That's what he is.
But he's not, because if that's all it was, then I wouldn't hear Darius. But you know, what's a great bit is when he's in the tunnel and he's taking pictures for social. That wouldn't happen if it was just taking pictures with kids.
Sure, of course.
He's involved everywhere.
He's a social media
icon.
He's
everywhere. That's the point, is you guys are trying to put him over.
What do you want? You want them to post more videos of Katie Feeney, or do you want Tutty doing some bits?
I don't need any of that. I don't want any of those things. I need none of those things. That's what I need.
What'd you think about Caleb Williams' 55-yard touchdown to DeAndre Swift?
I thought it was piss-poor tackling, and everyone should be embarrassed.
Got the Bears over
380. Yeah. Ben Johnson
great design
alert.
There.
Ben Johnson alert.
Caleb Williams passed deep left to Luther Burton, pushed out of bounds. Washington 15, 37 yards. That's, I think, when I knew. We got a shot tonight, gentlemen.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Caleb Williams short left to Manungai. That's
Manungai.
How you say it. I wouldn't have known because I never knew him before Monday night, and then he was just going Buckham. I'm like, let me poke this guy up on a fantasy. Oh, he's projected to get 2 points again this week. He will never have that game again. But Ben Johnson got him open. Nice little screen.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Caleb Williams to Rome Odunze. That was only 21 yards. That was not as long as the one they should have had that was schemed up beautifully. Caleb underthrown would have been a 50-yard house call.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
And it is incredible, by the way, with Caleb Williams missing more throws than I eat donuts in the calendar year. And the Bears committing 9 penalties.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? The guy that was here. Alameda Zaccheaus swatting the ball to the ground when he could have had 70
yards. I don't want that football. Don't throw it to me.
All of them were so desperate to help you guys keep him under 350. They were so desperate.
The only desperation was your Washington team going, we can't touch him. We can't touch anyone. We can't stop them. They got to go over 350. They just got to.
The only thing scarier than Ben Johnson is Ben Johnson with 2 weeks to scheme your ass up.
Ben Johnson alert.
Washington secondary.
Ben Johnson
Look
alert.
Look at his chops.
Grant and Danny on the fan. Good news, everybody. We won't play any more Ben Johnson alerts today.
That is a lie.
But you'll hear it a whole lot the rest of this football season. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Ben Johnson alert.
You're listening.
Ben Johnson alert.
To the fan, what's real, what's fake through 6 weeks?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the fan on a Wednesday. Sunday afternoon at 4:25, Commanders at the Cowboys. A gotta-have-it division game at 3-3. The second biggest pendulum-swinging game in terms of playoff odds for any team this weekend. Only the Falcons, via PFF, will do more damage or help their cause more in terms of postseason chances than Washington based on the result on Sunday. We're going to be out and about in 2 days on Friday for a football Friday and a field trip on Grant and Danny. We're going to Maryland. We will be at Caddy's, which is on Cordell and Bethesda.
Right in the heart of Bethesda. You can't miss it. That place is an institution. It's awesome. It's been around forever. It is the quintessential sports bar. It's going to be great.
All of our football conversation on the fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of the NFL, let's go real or fake going into week 7. Darius has some questions for us, and we're going to tell you if we think it's real or not.
The New England Patriots are back. They're 4-2, and they're first in the division. Real or fake, they'll win the AFC East.
It's fake, but they're going to the postseason. I really believe that. Their schedule upcoming, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, pretty good, but they got the Jets in a handful of weeks. They still play the Jets 2 more times. In fact, they've got the Dolphins again. They're going to look up the end of the season with 9 or 10 wins. I still think the Bills get right and win this division, but the Patriots are going to the postseason, but I think it's fake. They do not win the division.
Yeah, it's fake if you're asking about winning the East. The Bills are too good. They'll beat them the second time they play. That'll take away the tiebreaker. But this is a potential wild card team, as Danny put it, based on their schedule. Remember, despite having a projected win total of like 7.5 before the year, when the schedule came out with look-ahead lines, they were actually favored in double-digit games. That's how bad their schedule was. Easy, I should say, their schedule was this season. And you can't talk about the Patriots without talking about Drake May, who is fifth right now in MVP odds in the National Football League. I think there's way too much putting him on a pedestal happening too quickly nationally. I saw like Marcus Spears or one of these guys on ESPN. They're debating yesterday, is he a top five quarterback in the league? He's playing at that level. That doesn't mean you're top five already. It's not the same thing. But leads the NFL, 73% of his passes completed, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks, on pace for over 4,000 yards. And if you've watched him, it is really impressive.
Yeah, he looks the part. I will say they've had an easy schedule to this point, and with a couple tough games in there, and they have an easy schedule to come up. He's going to put up some really good numbers. It's a long way of saying he'll be in that conversation.
Yeah, 23-year-old kid, second year, second offense, second coordinator, got a signature win against the Bills. I mean, he is balling out right now, so they're in a good spot going into week 7.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers enter week 7 as the best team in the NFC with 5-1 record. Real or fake, they are a legit Super Bowl contender.
Well, this is real. Yeah, this is a team that has a guy at quarterback who's playing at an MVP level. So you can start right there with Baker Mayfield. Mayfield, who I didn't love at the start of his career, didn't really like that much a couple years into his career. And I guess I'm not alone. Most of the NFL teams didn't either, because he was kicking around on the waiver wire. He was signed midweek, remember, by the Rams. That's at right. One point when they brought him in to start a game under Sean McVay. And that may have gotten him going. But they're the number 9 offense in the NFL with the number 8 passing offense in the league. They'll get healthier at wide receiver. They're the number 7 defense in the league, the number 5 against the pass. You got to be good against the pass to win. They pick off more passes. They are number 1, I should say, and not throwing interceptions as well, which was a big bugaboo last year for Baker Mayfield. So I think, just looking at this team right now, I feel good about enough of the things they do. Top 10 defense, number 3 against the run, Vita Vea clogging things up in the middle. Number 6 at intercepting passes. Number 7 at sacking the quarterback. Todd Bowles dialing it up, blitzing left and right. They're good, man. That's a Super Bowl contender in the NFC.
I think this is real. And here's where I'm going. They're injured. They're beat up as much as anybody outside of maybe San Francisco and a couple other teams. At Detroit this weekend, that's a tough one. We're going to learn a lot about both teams. But even if they don't win it, their bye week comes up there in week 9. They've got, remaining on their schedule, the Cardinals, the Saints a couple of times, the Panthers, the Dolphins. They're going to look up and be an 11 or 12 win team in this division where it seems like the winner always has 9 wins. I think they might have, you know, home field for a little while, maybe the best record in the NFC. They're legit.
The Steelers lead the AFC North with a 4-1 record. Meanwhile, the second place team is a reeling Cincinnati Bengals team. Real or fake, the Steelers will run away with the AFC North?
Run away with is the part I'm getting hung up on. I think they're going to win this stupid division. Just because everyone else is hamstrung. I mean, Cincinnati's gross. Baltimore, maybe the hole's too big, but Pittsburgh's just going to keep Pittsburghing with probably, a bunch of 1-point wins, 2 block punts, a defensive touchdown, a weird rule change. Mike Tomlin's going to walk on the field and trip somebody and get away with it. They're going to win 10 games and end up winning this stupid division. That's a big, giant, major disappointment for a million reasons. Joe Burrow's injury, Lamar to a certain degree, but the Ravens crumbling around him, and the Browns are terrible. So I think the Steelers win this division.
I talked about the Bucs and I didn't say Yaya Diaby. That was a mistake on my part. I always like to say Yaya Diaby.
That is true, you do.
When we talk about the Bucs. So if I may, Yaya Diaby. Yeah, they're going to run away with the division. Why do we think when Lamar comes back that suddenly that'll fix all of Baltimore's problems? When their problem, more than anything else, is the defense. More so than anything else, okay?
Well, it really is.
And 24th is where they're ranked. They're actually worse than that, in my opinion. Only 2 teams do a better job. A worse job, rather, at taking the ball away. Only 3 teams do a worse job at getting to the quarterback. Just a very flawed defense, very flawed team. The Steelers will run away with the AFC North. We'll finish up our burning NFL questions next on Grant and Danny. Real or fake as we approach week 7?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 tonight. Keep you live and local deep into the evening. All of the football conversation on the show is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I was on a flight that was mostly empty this morning. 6 a.m., leaving Milwaukee, coming back to D.C. Boarding time was like 5:20. Woke up at 4, got the Uber at 4:15, got to the airport around 4:35 or so.
You just waltzed right through security, right?
I crushed
it. At that point, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also, I don't know how or when I signed up for Clear, but apparently I'm a Clear guy. And so I just go right through that line, and that couldn't be easier. Everyone should
You're
do that.
You're a Clear guy? Remember all the shrapnel I caught for being a Clear guy?
No, it was a little different. A little different. You caught shrapnel because you always go through a different line and then we catch up to you and stand next to you after you go through a line when there's no lines. So, like, it's one thing if you save a lot of time, but every time you've ever done it, there's been no line for us.
Oh, I see.
And you go through the line anyway.
Yeah.
And you make a big to-do about it, and then we're literally next to you.
Because the guy paid for it, so I'm going through Clear, yeah.
But yeah, I guess for, like, the better part of a year, I've been a Clear guy. I didn't even know it.
You're a Clear guy.
So I cut through a bunch of people. That was nice. But I tell you this, Danny, to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting next to this girl right before we take off, and, like, we're two of 14 people on this plane. And she's like, we could definitely spread out, right? And I'm like, lock, we can spread out. Yeah, like, they're not going to make us sit next to each other. Why would they do that? And so we're one row behind the exit row. There's no one in either exit row, six seats.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, I'll go to the exit row. I was like, yeah, me too. And she's like, you're going to come with me? The whole point is to spread out. And I was like, no, I'm not going to sit next to you. There's two sides. You sit on that side.
Oh.
But how funny is that?
Like, you don't understand what this is.
she thought, like, I'm like, yeah, I'll come sit next to you. Like, how weird is that? So I was like, no.
Are you inviting
me
to the exit row,
right,
lady?
Exactly. I'm following you around. Are you going to the bathroom anytime soon, too? No, so she's going to go sit over there. I'm going to sit over here. And I'm like, no, you. So we get up. She's leading the way. And the stewardess starts yelling at her, like, what are you doing? Where are you going? And she's like, oh, you just closed the doors. I thought we could move. She's like, you can't just go where you want. I immediately sit down. She's getting yelled at. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything.
You're not supposed to get up.
So this girl's like, oh, she like turns around and points at me. I'm now sitting looking out the window. Like, I have nothing to do with anything. Completely.
Yeah, just try to fall asleep as soon as you can.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, I was going to go sit over here. And the lady's like, no, you can't sit in the exit row. She's like, I could find you another seat. By the way, again, there's probably 90% of the plane is
plenty
open.
Of places to sit.
She's like, I could find you another seat if you want, but you can't sit in the exit row. God forbid, because I guess you have to pay the $30
That's
or something
right.
to do that. So then she's like, yeah, I'll move you there. And the girl's like walking past me, and she kind of puts her palms up like, what happened?
Like, she just hit six threes, like, against Portland.
Where were you? I looked at her like I had never seen her before. We'll never talk again. I'll never see her again. That was our last interaction.
That's it.
It was like, I kind of convinced her, like, yeah, we'll just go to the exit row. Let's go both grab one.
Come on, we can do it together.
And then it's like we got caught by the teacher. I just sit down, and she kind of turned around. Literally, it was like you don't even have to speak. I know what you're thinking.
Yep.
And she looked at me like, dude, where were you? Like, what was that?
You sold me out.
And I had a decision to make then, if I apologize or I just never see her again. And I did that one. I just was kind of like, I've never met you. I don't know you at all.
We're not in this together.
Yeah, exactly. But I ended up getting the row to myself.
That's nice.
I thought about following her for the bit and just sitting next to her, but I kind of...
Which row are you going to?
You going to be in 19B? Anybody in that window seat over 19A there?
19A looks mighty nice.
Right. All right, let's finish up around the NFL here with some real or fake.
Three teams in the NFC West are all 4-2. That would be all three of the teams that are not the Arizona Cardinals. Real or fake, all three teams make the playoffs.
Oh, that's real. San Francisco, they'll get healthier at some point, but they have the easiest schedule that I've ever seen that I can remember. Seattle is legit. They are really, really good. They have the best point differential in the NFC, and I think the Rams are plenty good, kicking themselves. They should be 5-1.
My not-so-hot take right now is that the Seahawks are the most underrated team in football. I think they are coming. They're only going to get better and better. Their defense was top 10 down the stretch last year. It's carried over to play really, really well. I love Mike McDonald as this ascending coaching star. Sam Darnold's balling. He's doing some really good things for them. 4-1 in their last five since a ugly week one loss. And, you know, week one now, no preseason for these teams is kind of like an exhibition game almost. I think they're legit. They're going to beat the Texans this week. And then they're coming to Washington off of a bye. That happened recently? Team off of a bye coming to your building?
Yay, so fun.
For a primetime game? It's happening again in week nine.
The Jets are 0-5, and they look terrible. Real or fake, Aaron Glenn is going to be one and done as a head coach.
I don't think so. I think he'll get a shot in year two. I think he'll have to show some growth pretty quickly or he'll get Callahan. But I don't see him getting fired after 1 year. That was a tall order. It's a big task. It's a bad team, bad roster. I will say I've never really understood, dating back the last 2 years with all the interviews, including Washington talking to him, the infatuation with Aaron Glenn, because as a D coordinator, I was never overly impressed by his defenses in Detroit. But I guess he's one of these like leader of men types that everybody think will be a great coach. I haven't seen it yet, but I just don't like the idea of one and done. So I'll say no. You can't hire him to a bad organization and get mad that he's bad.
Yeah, I like the dude personally. I just have never understood the infatuation. I'm with you in terms of him being a head coach. But they've only been destroyed in two of their four games. And I know that that's not the standard. This is the NFL. But they got knocked around by the Bills, obviously, and Dallas thrashed them. But everything else, they've been within a point or two in all these games. They're competitive, and that's kind of his calling card right now. You're establishing it. I think he'll be back for next year.
Did Dallas James them?
37-22.
Wow.
They knocked them around.
Now, you got that. I don't think anyone in that room got that.
They didn't.
You guys know anything about James Thrash? Ever heard of that name? Toby's giving me a nod. Yeah,
wide receiver.
Number 83. There you go. You remember him as a Philadelphia Eagle or a Washington Redskin?
Both.
All right. And a boy. We'll take it. Grant and Danny, with you on the Fan, we'll take you up to 6:30 tonight.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.